USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst an increase in migrants being apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, including a record number of unaccompanied children crossing over in March, President Joe Biden's coordinator on the southern border, Roberta Jacobson, will leave her post at the end of the month. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News Sunday criticized the Biden administration's management of the crisis.
This problem will continue to get worse because of the policies that have been adopted by the Biden administration. What the president could do is to immediately put back in place the Remain in Mexico protocols that were established in the prior administration. He could continue to build the wall along the border in South Texas. He could send a stronger message. These people should not be coming here.
Migrant families will now be held at hotels in the Phoenix area due to the influx. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Conditions have worsened on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent, where a volcano has forced about 16,000 residents to evacuate their homes. More than 3,000 have taken refuge at government-run shelters, and empty cruise ships are evacuating refugees to nearby islands. Neighboring nations have also offered to take in evacuees. Lava has begun to flow from the volcano, and power has gone out. Loud rumbling, lightning, and heavy ashfall are reported. Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Indonesia, where an earthquake has killed 8 people and badly injured at least 3 more. Saturday's 5.9 magnitude quake flattened houses and damaged more than 1,100 buildings. Shelters have been set up for the displaced. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Sunday morning's blackout at its underground atomic facility is an act of nuclear terrorism, but stopped short of blaming anyone specific. Israeli media outlets report it was a cyber attack. The facility houses sensitive centrifuges. Yesterday, Iran said it had begun testing a new model. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Nevada's Republican Party has voted to censure Secretary of State Barbara Sagevsky, accusing her of failing to fully investigate allegations of election fraud. She has overseen elections in Nevada since 2014 and is among a handful of Republicans who have been censured in recent months after finding themselves at odds with the party. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell says he has hired private investigators to look into why Fox News, according to him, rejected the idea of reporting on election fraud allegations.
I've spent a lot of money on them to investigate everything. Bots and trolls, who's behind them? But, you know, why is Facebook involved? Wikipedia involved? And then the big question, why isn't Fox having people on? Why isn't Fox on there talking about, you know, Dominion and Smartmatic?
Lindell, in an interview with Steve Bannon's War Room, says the channel was unwilling to take him on to talk about allegations of voter fraud software and hardware corporations. A fast food chain is closing locations inside a major retailer. Tim Burke from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau reports.
McDonald's is closing many of its outlets in Walmart stores as more customers shop online or pick up their food orders at the drive-through window. Only about 150 locations will remain at Walmart's nearly 3,600 supercenters nationwide. The retail giant confirming the plan to convert former McDonald's locations into other types of restaurants or shops. The move comes as shoppers rely more on e-commerce to avoid visiting stores during the pandemic.
USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.